Check. Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 22. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. I ask you to come and speak to us, Holy Spirit. We invite you. We thank you. We give you this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning I wanted to piggyback on Pastor Sam's message on Sunday and just kind of do a follow-up. And Pastor Sam's message, it was many things, but really it was a rebuke, right? He was basically rebuking the church, rebuking us, and really kind of challenging us on this area of our sense of entitlement and our spiritual pride and arrogance, maybe. And I don't know how everyone reacted. I've talked to a few people that have really liked it, you know, that really enjoyed it, that really thought it was right on. But, you know, if we really think about it, right, if we take the time to think and be honest with ourselves. Don't try to justify things. We don't try to come up with excuses. We don't try to, basically justify all these things. It's really true. You know, our sense of spiritual entitlement and our arrogance, you know, as a church, as individuals, and our self-love, the sinister kind of self-love. And so it's a lot of things to think about. You know, it's a lot of things that I stop myself and think like, wow, is this really out of my selfishness? Is this really this sense of entitlement that I have? So I encourage us, you know, to do that, to take the time to reflect. You know, you're going to have house churches, you're going to discuss. I think it'll be really good if we really took an honest look at our lives, our hearts. But today's EMP message is not going to focus on the rebuke so much, but I wanted the one thing that PSAM said that really spoke to me, or that really encouraged me, was he said, when God rebukes us, or when God brings a harsh word against us, he's not doing that just to spank us. You know, a lot of parenting classes. I'm not a parent, obviously, right? But some of the things I heard is you never spank or do something out of anger. And as a teacher, when I was working at the school, teaching assistant, you never yell at a student or discipline a student out of anger, right? I've heard, you know, if you're really angry, you just step out of the classroom, calm yourself down, then come back, and then you can discipline the kid in a constructive, positive way. So he's not just doing it out of anger. He's not bringing a harsh word to smack us and say, what's wrong with you? But he said it's an invitation. It is out of love. And I'll just give you a verse. Proverbs 3, 11 to 12. You can turn there. Proverbs 3, 11 to 12. You can always remember this one whenever you get a rebuke. It says, "My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father the son in whom he delights in." Right? We have to always remember this. Whenever we get a disciplinary word from the Lord, that he's doing it out of love. You know, it says, as a father would discipline the child that he delights in. So today, this morning, you can go off to your work knowing that the Lord delights in you. And that is why he would bring a word like this to us, because of his delight in us, because of his love in us. But I wanted to look at today's passage. Today's passage, Laodicea. If you have been coming to church for a while, then you know of this church. You know this passage where Jesus is speaking to the seven churches. And usually, the churches that stick out is the church of Ephesus, always because of that thing about the first love. They toiled hard, but they missed the first love. And the church of Laodicea stand out because they were lukewarm. You know, people always talk about how Laodicea is the lukewarm church. And really, if you look at the seven different churches, most of them have something positive and then a negative. Like, you've done this well, but this and this and this. Laodicea really is a church where Jesus just brings a rebuke and says, "You are neither cold nor hot, and I will spit you out of my mouth because you're lukewarm." Just a really bad church. You know, if you're known for something, you don't want to be known for something like this. You know, this is probably the worst of the seven churches in this passage. But look at what I want to look at is verse 19. He says, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." So again, it's that idea of love. Even though Laodicea, if you read the beginning part, sounds like such a prideful, arrogant church, you know? You think you're all that, and you think you don't need anything, but really you're naked, and you're shameful, and you're blind, and you are neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. God says, "But I'm bringing this to you because I love you. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent." And then I want you to look at the invitation that Jesus brings to this church specifically. You know, P. Sam said, a harsh word from God is an invitation. Look at the invitation that this word brings. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." You know, that's out of all the seven churches and the invitations that Jesus gives to each church after a rebuke, this is probably the best one. This is the one that stands out the most. Because I encourage you to go back and look at the seven churches. Some doesn't even really make sense. You're like, what does that even mean? You know, like, he who overcomes, well, this. And like, huh? What does that mean, Lord? But this one's very direct and says, you know, if you overcome this, I will have you sit with me on my throne as the Father had me sit on his throne. I mean, this is an incredible invitation. And so today, I just want us to focus on this one thing, is that even though God's bringing us to a place of repentance and bringing a harsh word against us, we have to remember that this is out of love. And this is the kind of heart that Jesus has for the church of Laodicea, the church that is known for their lukewarmness, the church that is known for their pride and arrogance. Jesus says, man, if you would just overcome this, repent and turn around, then I will have you sit on my throne with me. And this, what an invitation that is. And for our church, you know, God said, you know, let's take care of this selfishness, and let's take care of this sense of entitlement. And I, you know, I believe if we overcome it, you know, if we repent, we don't focus on trying to justify ourselves, you know, we don't focus on making excuses or trying to appear holier or righteous or whatever, but we just come honestly and say, God, you're right, you know. The things that you're convicting me of, you're right, and I want to repent. And it says, be zealous, therefore, and repent. So we zealously come before the Lord, we repent. Then this invitation stands true, you know. And one of the things that P. Sam talked about, and what's the antidote to this selfishness or this sense of entitlement, and he looked at the passage, I think it's in Galatians maybe, that said, you know, I've been crucified with Christ. Another thing I believe that will help us come out of a selfish focus on self to really step into living for God is if we were to truly understand and have a grasp of God's love for us. You know, it's the love of God. You know, if we truly understood how much God loved us, then we do this in return. You know, we serve out of return. We serve out of a response, and we give of ourselves out of this response. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 12 says this. Verse 14, sorry. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. I want to focus on the first part. And the NIV says the love of Christ, or Christ's love, compels us. You know, it's the love of Christ that compels us to come before him with repentance. It's the love of Christ that compels us to say, yeah, let's not focus on ourselves. Let's give and let's serve and do all these things because, man, he first loved us, you know. And so this morning, Jisun is going to come. She's going to lead us in this song called Amazing Love. I just want us to meditate on the love of God first, even in the place of receiving a rebuke from God, understanding and knowing that it comes out of his love for us. And the heart that he has for us is this invitation that if we would overcome, that we would sit with him on his throne. Let's just meditate on the love of Christ before we focus on, okay, what can we do to better ourselves? What can we do to get out of selfishness? What can we do? What do I have to do? Let's first focus on the love of Christ that invites us into his presence. And because unless we get that first, then we become workers, we become servants, we become slaves. We're just toiling away, afraid of whether or not we're making it. But the love of Christ invites us into his presence freely, just as we are. And we need to have that really fill our hearts and move us to a response of saying, yeah, because you love us so much, God, we are willing to lay down everything. You know, we lay down everything and we serve him. God's going to lead us to a very good path, you know, to the most perfect future that we can even imagine or think of. So let's focus on the love of God as we come before him this morning.
Because you died and rose.
Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray that in this time, that our church would really be able to stay and stand united together, and that we would respond to God in the right way, that we would remember His love for us, and that that our church would really humble ourselves and really come before Him with repentance, and we would be zealous and repent and receive His love for us, and also just come before Him in humility. So let's just pray for our church in this time, that we would respond in the right way. Let's pray for the house churches that's meeting today. Let's pray for Seymour with Haijin Jisan. Let's pray for Lan Kwai Fong, Matt and Sophia, and Star Street with Jean-Marc and Imelda. Let's pray just for God's presence to be in their midst, and that Holy Spirit really come and move powerfully in this time. So let's pray for the house churches. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for China. There's a few people. There's the Basarabas that used to go to our church right there in China. So let's pray for their ministry and just the family, the three children. Let's pray for God's protection over them. Let's pray for the Chong family who are ministering, basically just teaching and discipling. Let's pray for them as well. Let's also pray for the children, Samuel and Joseph. They are in China, and Daniel, who's in school in Korea, university. The Chong family. And then you pray for my parents, please. They're just doing ministry there. Let's pray for Sam Kim, Pastor Sam Kim's contact there, the orphanage in Chichihar. Let's pray for the children and the parents, that they would really be able to love on the children, that the children will come to know Jesus. And let's also pray for the Fujian orphanage and the other orphanages that we know through Zhengsheng College that we've been to. Let's pray that God would continue to move in their midst. And so let's pray for China together. Thank you. Lastly, let's pray for our building search. Let's pray that God will continue to lead us and give us divine appointments and direction and leading and guidance. Let's pray together for that. Dear God, I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you that you love us, God, individually, God, and you love us as a church, Lord. And in this church, you know, we will continue, even after we've all gone, grown old and gone away from this church, God. SP will be, you know, a church that you have founded, God. It's not about us, God. And Lord, we pray, God, that, you know, this church would continue to have the light, you know, that we would continue to just obey you and follow your leading. We want to humble ourselves, Lord, and just remember your love for us, God. And Father, we want to respond. You know, we want to live out of a response to your love. So, God, come. God, I thank you for your mercy upon our church. And I pray for Holy Spirit, your continued just help and strength and grace and mercy for us to respond in the right way, God, and to humble ourselves and to repent. So lead us in this time, God, and we thank you. We thank you for this day, Lord. We give you this day. We want to destroy the works of the enemy today, and God, really glorify you and live for you today. So watch over us this day. I bless every single person here with your love and your peace and your presence, God, and just your strength and energy today. So we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.